Today's show is sponsored by Munchery. Munchery delivers delicious chef-made meals straight to your door. And right now, they're giving Storyworthy listeners a special deal. Go to Munchery.com and make sure to use the code STORY for your first meal free. If you don't want to think about cooking dinner tonight, go to Munchery.com.
Storyworthy Media, the best in story-driven content.
This is Jim Beaver from Deadwood, and you cocksuckers are listening to Storyworthy.
Welcome to Storyworthy. My name is Christine Blackburn, and I'm coming to you from Wondery Sunset Studio in West Hollywood, California. And you guys are going to be so happy that you tuned in today. Whether you are a new fan of the show or a longtime listener to Storyworthy, this is one amazing story. Today's story is brought to us from actor Jim Beaver, and he brings forth the story Grief. And I got to tell you guys, I didn't know grief until my dad passed away, and then I understood, you know? And I think that's probably true for everybody until, you really lose somebody close to you. Then you get what that word even means, you know? So Jim talks about, you know, losing his wife when they had a 2-year-old child. It was the love of his life in this amazing story. And it's from his best-selling memoir. It's called Life's That Way. And you can find that on Amazon, of course. And you can also find it over at his website, jimbeaver.com. Before we bring Jim on, I did want to mention that you can follow Storyworthy on Twitter and Instagram at Storyworthy. And feel free to shoot me an email at info@storyworthypodcast.com. Okay, you guys, here's my new thing, Munchery, Munchery.com. It's a whole new way to get dinner on the table in about 15 minutes. And if you're like me, I never know what we're going to have for dinner. I'm never ready for dinner. You know what I mean? I don't have the ingredients. I don't have the recipe. I'm down to like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and I need a meal. So here we go. Munchery. This is it, you guys. So members get exclusive access to chef-designed meals at unbelievably affordable prices. And they make everything from juicy burgers and crisp seasonal salads to these excellent slurpy noodles and hearty grain bowls. I'm never going to make that on my own, you know what I mean? So you head over to Munchery.com, check out their menus, 50 new items every single day. And if you go right now to Munchery.com, you're going to get your first meal free. See what they're serving up in your neighborhood and use the promo code STORY to get your first meal on your first order free. You're welcome. All right, you guys, we're going to get to our storyteller right now, Jim Beaver. He is probably best known for his leading roles on the TV series Deadwood and Supernatural, Better Call Saul, and Bones. And now that I think of it, Justified, right? Yeah, I believe he's on Justified. I have to say, Jim Beaver's IMDb page is like so long, I could go on and on and on. Let me just tell you a few more things he's been on. Breaking Bad, CSI, Law & Order, The Mentalist. And his best-selling memoir, like I mentioned, called Life's That Way, is available on Amazon. You can find Jim on Twitter, at Jumble Jim. And here he is now, folks, the one and only Jim Beaver.
This is a section from my book, Life's That Way, which is a memoir of a very difficult year in my life when my wife, who was a very well-known actress in her own right, Cecily Adams, who had starred on Star Trek Deep Space Nine, mm-hmm. and was also a very well-respected casting director in Hollywood, contracted lung cancer. And we had a very difficult year. After a few months, we lost her. And my then 2-year-old daughter and I were, faced with moving forward after that. And I kept a journal during that year. And subsequently turned that journal into this book. And so I thought I would read just a section of it. The book is based on emails that I sent out, a newsletter to family and friends every night when we first found out what was happening to us. And it slowly became an email journal And so this is the entry from May 31st, 2004, which was about 2.5 months after Cecily died. Crack. It's the sound a rocking chair makes when one of the rockers breaks off. It's also the title of a short animated film made in 1980, which won the Academy Award for Best Animated Short Film in 1981. Cecily and I stumbled across the 15-minute film years ago when it was used as filler on the late lamented Z Channel in L.A. Crack tells the story of a French-Canadian family from pioneer days through the modern industrial era, all through the eyes of a rocking chair made by hand by the patriarch of the family. The father has carved a face in the crest rail, and with smiles or frowns, the chair watches all that goes on around it. Children are born, and they are rocked in their mother's arms in the chair. As they grow, they use it as a plaything, their imaginations metamorphosing the chair into a sleigh, a fort, a locomotive, whatever their little minds can conjure. At night, the family sits around the fire, lost in individual reverie, huddled near father as he rocks and smokes his pipe. Seasons pass, children grow and wed. At a wedding dance, the old ladies rock in the chair and watch the young folks celebrate. And when the chair is old and rickety, just like the man who made it, finally one of its rockers breaks. Crack! Yet there's life in and for the old chair, and though the world around the rocking chair transforms with the passing years into something not so pretty or bucolic or likely to render tender memories, eventually the life that the chair has seen, the glories and warmth and security of family and love and community, find their revival, and the resonance of the brief story lingers long, long afterward. Something about this little movie touched me and Cecily deeply. The joys of family love and tradition that she longed so for in her life were beautifully presented in Crack. The music, French-Canadian folk-type music, was redolent of a quieter, more peaceful, and communal time. The detail of the animation, the quirks in the chair's little face, the subtle shifts of mood made this one of the most treasured experiences Cess and I had together. We saw it many times on the grainy videotape I'd made of it, accidentally captured at the tail end of some movie in the mid-80s. Eventually, I found it on DVD, and we saw it again, this time with new appreciation for the artistry and color. I am certain that in all the many times we saw this little film, there was not one time that Cess didn't turn to me afterward and slowly dissolve into tears. Everything she ever wanted in her life was somehow literally or figuratively captured in this little strip of animation. The continuum of love and family, the resonance of happy times that she always believed lingered inside inanimate objects, the traditions of shared, affectionate life that she so hoped to create in her own world, all of it was there. She cried with happiness and longing and with sadness, too, every single time she saw it. We discovered this little film a few months before we got married. When we came home from our wedding, sitting in the middle of our living room was a richly dark cherry wood rocking chair with spindle stiles and a crest rail broad enough to carve a face in. In our 19 years together, Cecily gave me many, many gifts that took my breath away and left me in tears. I think in all our nearly 2 decades, this rocking chair was the only time I ever really returned the favor. She knew instantly what it was, what it represented. I don't think I ever saw her cry harder for joy. Tonight, as I lay with Maddie, listening to her drift snufflingly off to sleep, I began thinking of videos that Maddie might enjoy, now that she's near to outgrowing some of her favorites. I remembered the DVD with Crack on it, and I wondered how long it would be before Maddie could appreciate that film in something like the way her mother had. And of course, then I began thinking about the film itself, and its depiction of a young husband and wife starting their lives together, having their family and building their home, and growing old together with such love and tenderness for one another and such interdependence, such shared support as their hair grew white and their paces slowed. And I thought of how much Cess wanted that, and how much I wanted it with her, and how difficult it is to imagine growing old without her, how unutterably sad it is to walk that road alone without the one who made my soul sing. Crack. It's the sound a heart makes.
How amazing was that story, you guys? Every time I think of the word crack or I hear the word crack, it breaks my heart. And you know, that movie that he's referencing, you can find that on YouTube. It's spelled C-R-A-C. It's a French spelling. And the log line is following a rocking chair's life through the generations of the family that owns it. And it is truly beautiful. So take 4 or 5 minutes out of your life right now and go watch that film, Crack. Actually, I think it's 14 minutes, something like that. Anyway, you guys, we got to wrap it up right about now. I want to thank our storyteller once again, Jim Beaver. You can find Jim, like I said, on Twitter at Jumble Jim. And why not tweet him and let him know how much you enjoyed his story on Storyworthy. You can follow us over there as well at Storyworthy. And again, remember to check out storyworthypodcast.com. And if you're really feeling kind, head over to iTunes and leave Storyworthy a good review. And why not check out past episodes of Storyworthy as well with my dear friend, Hannes Finney. All right, you guys, join us next week on Storyworthy for a story by writer and master storyteller Brian Finkelstein.
Finally make it over to the deli. They're on number 77, the electric counter, and I pull the number, and I have number 55. And now my mind starts fucking exploding because there's nobody else there. It's the middle of the afternoon. I'm like, why do I have 50? What happened to the 22 other people that were here? Where'd they go?
Again, you guys, don't miss Brian Finkelstein next week on Storyworthy. All right, I want to thank everybody here over at Wondery today, including our sound engineer, Sergio Enriquez. And on behalf of our storyteller once again, Jim Beaver, my name is Christine Blackburn, saying, make it a Storyworthy week.
Thanks for joining us on the Storyworthy podcast. We'll be back next week with all new stories. Subscribe to Storyworthy on iTunes and visit the Storyworthy website at storyworthypodcast.com.